It's Sports Talk with Jarrell Yao Yee, a celebration and analysis of all codes in sports from First Nations sportsmen and women.
Got it to go! Paddy Mills puts it in.
Playing well in the air! There's the only goal through Jade North!
And there's Roberts! He goes himself!
James Roberts, how often do you see?
Gets it to Rioli. Rioli kicks another one.
Sports from a blackfella's perspective. Sports Talk.
Yes, here we are again, another Sports Talk. Massive weekend of sports coming up. I got my brother in crime again, Dan Rennie. How you going, Brad?
Good, brother. Excited and got a new intro and everything. It's sounding good, brother.
Yeah, we're moving up. We're just moving up in the world, you know. We got to do these kind of things as we get better.
It evolves, bro.
Everything evolves. That's everything's got to get better. But yeah, big week of sports. Grand final on for the NRL, especially for the AFL as well. Coming around the corner, A-League around
you
the
like
corner.
It? Do you like well. A bit of AFL or what?
Look, it's not that bad. I mean, I don't follow it as hard as a lot of people do.
They're pretty nutty, the AFL fans. Like, yeah. They get pretty fanatical.
They are. They're not as crazy as our... they're probably crazier than our NRL fans. But yeah, we got a big week of sports. The Sharks taking on the Melbourne Storm.
Did you see this coming?
The GF. I did not, mate. I didn't see it coming. I did see Melbourne Storm being in the grand final.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people had Melbourne Storm in their top four, definitely. But, at the start of the year, you had told me Sharks and Melbourne, you're playing the grand final, I would have said, get out of town. No way.
Yeah, I think the lull of the Sharks they had at the end of the year, you just saw they didn't have it in them. But they've come along now and they're playing great footy into the grand final, and wow, it's going to be a big one. We were just talking about it then and what you think your tips are, and obviously Melbourne are just a clinical side and they're really hard to beat. And last week, the Sharks blowing the Cowboys off the park was just, they obviously could tell that they were tired and
they were gassed after that Broncos game,
and they just were just outplayed from the Sharkies, and it was hard to watch because as a Broncos supporter, you felt like that the boys from the Broncos could have probably put a little bit more into it.
Probably would have been, and Cowboys, they didn't look like they were in the game to begin with, but out of the second half, they started the best way possible with a try, and I was thinking, oh, here we go, this is the moment. They just had nothing in the tank, and the Sharks definitely put the foot down on the throat and didn't let up.
No, they didn't. And they were playing like a grand final side. They were playing like the side that won 16 in a row during the year, who we all thought they'd play their grand final a little bit too early. But, they did really well to get where they are today. And they'll be really enjoying the week because I've heard from some of the greats. I'm lucky enough to work with Hodjo and Princey. So, when I ask them about their grand final weeks and what they go through, they say it's really relaxed and you enjoy the week, they say. You really enjoy the week. And I suppose it's something like an origin or you build up to an origin, a decider or something like that. And it's something that you will treasure for the rest of your life, the boys were saying. And I couldn't imagine what they're going through at the moment. It's
especially for the young fellas, I reckon. Like, Paul Gallen's played in a lot of big games, and same with Michael Ennis, grand final winner who did he win with? Bulldogs?
Yeah, the Doggies.
So, look, a lot of big game experience in that Sharks side, but there'll be a few of the young guys like Valentine Holmes. Ben Barber's a grand final. He's played in grand finals.
Yeah, played in the grand final before.
So they know what to do. But the young guys I'm most concerned about for the Sharks. Melbourne Storm, on the other hand, the only person I'd sort of look at there who might not have the big game experience is Cameron Munster. But, he's got a mentor like Billy Slater looking over his shoulder. And when you're playing a team, your captain's Cameron Smith and your halfback's Cooper Cronk, you're not going to be short on advice and how to deal with the pressures that lead up to a grand final.
And this is why I think Melbourne will take it out, because they've got the players who have been there before. They know the drill. They know what to do. And having someone like Craig Bellamy to caress the players as well, who haven't played in a grand final, and teach them the wrongs from rights. And down there in Melbourne, they're just taught to be calm and to relax in games and not to panic. And when you do see a Melbourne Storm team panic, it's very unlike them. So I'd say that they'd be going into the game and be enjoying the first 20. When I say enjoy,
the softening up period.
I say that in a nice way.
Yeah.
They enjoy the first 20, and then they'll go to work. They'll go to work. But I see the Melbourne Storm taking out an early lead and just playing that boring style of footy and choking them out pretty early and just holding it off.
Well, we'll talk more about the grand final shortly, but we should probably touch on the Dally M Awards, and Jason Taumalolo's topped off Pretty stellar season. You got the player's player, and now tied for the best player in the game with Cooper Cronk.
Yep.
And you know, if you told me at the start of the year that Taumalolo and Cronk would be, you know, I thought Cronk would be up there, but
oh, he's always up there. Cooper.
Yeah, but Taumalolo, I don't think a second rower or lock forward has won it in the past. So you know, just speaks volumes about the amount of work that he does. And you look at some of his stats as well against the Broncos the other night. It was 250 meters. He made 30 odd tackles and you know, a few line break assists as well. So his actions speak, you know, volumes, and he's rewarded for his hard work this year with the Dally M. They couldn't split him. Cooper Cronk and Jason Taumalolo both were reaching 26 and a deserved Dally M winners.
It just sort of shows, you know, what development they have out of, you know, the cows up there now and how their team's growing, because obviously you see someone like Jonathan Thurston get it five times, you know, but for Jason Taumalolo to beat him, his captain, to it, you know, it's a big thing. And obviously he's teaching them, you know, about, you know, reaching further than what they can. And obviously getting to a grand final last year and winning that is probably the peak of his career, Jason Taumalolo. But I'd definitely be putting this up there with tying with Cooper Cronk, because, I mean, Cooper flies under the radar every year, and he's probably in the top 10 finishes in the Dally M's for the last decade, I'd say, in the NRL. So for him to share it with that bloke is a big feat for him.
It also speaks volumes about how far the Cowboys have come, and instead of just relying on Jonathan Thurston all the time, they're sharing the work around. You see that with Michael Morgan as well, and a couple of their big boppers, and Gavin Cooper and Ethan Lowe on the edges, but then Taumalolo through the middle as well. They're all sharing the work around, and they're reaping the rewards because Jonathan Thurston's not the you know, the target 24/7.
Well, definitely, and they both said it pretty well on the night of Dally M's. They said, you know, without our teammates, we can't, you know, we can't do any of this, and we can't make ourselves better. So they are very humble winners, and it's good to see. Obviously, Cooper, you know, I thought later in the mix he was going to take it out, because I thought he was close to that last game. I thought he played really, really well, but to get no points was shocking. And I thought, I didn't really want Jason to lose, because I thought he'd busted his bum all year, you know, and he played really well. And you're right, those kind of boys, they want to make their team better. So you've got to compete for everything when you're playing with players like Jonathan Thurston and your side and Cameron Smith. And for those two boys and Jason at 23 years old to win a Dally M, it's massive for his career. He's going to go a long way to be a great player for the Cowboys and his country as well.
Well, perhaps the NFL as well. It's been
that is crazy. Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, he would fit perfectly in it, wouldn't
100%,
100%. He? 100%. Wouldn't he? His body, his build, the way he moves, he's light on his feet. It'd be scary to see him go to the NFL, because he's still at a young age where he can develop, where Jarrod Hayne went over there, obviously, and a little bit later in his career when he was 28, 29. So to see Jason Taumalolo to have that in his sights, I think it's amazing. I think we need to push more kids to go for their dreams, like Jarrod Hayne said, and give them the opportunity and make it known that Australia has great athletes. You know, we have great athletes in this sport. We're just trying to develop it in another sport, and it's a big step.
Yeah, it'd be sad to see him leave the game, but we could still enjoy watching him play for perhaps the 49ers.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Seattle
definitely.
Seahawks.
Well, we'll go through the Dally M list. Is James Tedesco at fullback, on the wing, Josh Mansell.
Well, I thought, looking at the winger, I was pretty surprised to see Josh Mansell there.
Yeah.
Although he's a great player, I thought Jordan Rapana was the standout winger this year.
Well, I think they run a lot of Dally M's on statistics. Coaches do, and obviously Josh Mansour, the way he picks his meters up and less errors. Meter eater, less errors in games, a lot of tries, and where you have you know, Rapana, I think he's had a lot of errors in the game, and which you know, you don't want as a winger, you need to keep him as short as possible. So that's probably why Josh Mansell got it, and playing, you know, in for New South Wales this year was a big one for him. Joey Leilua, very well deserved centre of the year, obviously.
Ricky's done wonders with him, because he, you know, I don't think he was an outcast, but he was kind of a little bit lost in his ways. Ricky's got him sort of trimmed down a bit and playing with confidence, and that's pretty evident that he's just sort of said, get the ball, do what you want.
Yeah, and that's the way they needed to play, because they wouldn't have got that far this year if they didn't, because look at the bond that him and Rapana made, and it probably would have been a little bit unfair if you had the wingers, both winger and centre.
Well,
if they're the best, right? James Maloney in 5'8", well-deserved there as well. He's had a stellar year, and he'll go on to play in a grand final this weekend, which... I think he needs to play the game he's been playing all the year, and that's his running game. He's been doing it well, and he played that against the Cowboys when they played him.
Three grand finals for three different clubs.
Yep.
If anyone's got the experienced head on him, it's James Maloney.
Yeah.
You know, he'll help the Sharks.
Nick Politis was filthy. He's saying that he's the one that got away.
Yeah.
Obviously, and you've seen he's just gone leaps and bounds with being in any team, and you say that three grand finals and three different teams. That's amazing.
Well, in fairness to the Roosters, I mean, they've got a wealth of talent in the halves area. They were looking to get some more youth experience with guys like Jackson Hastings and Connor Watson. He's a young First Nations man.
Yep.
Great player. And then they've got Ryan Madison as well, who's a fantastic footballer, and they all wanted to get game time for those guys. So James Maloney was a man that made way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they saw at the start of the year that Mitchell Pearce wouldn't be playing, so they were left one short, and Maloney obviously was playing out of his skin and has been all year.
He has been, and obviously in the halves, in the halfback, Cooper Cronk obviously winning the Dally M, but also backing up with halfback of the year also, and lock Jason Tomalolo winning the lock of the year as well, and we've just talked about them, so we don't really need to touch too much, but I'm very proud and happy of this man, second round of the year, Matty Gillette. I mean, he's had a stellar of a year, and he deserved that.
And
the
new bub as well.
Yeah, he couldn't get down there, obviously, because he has a new baby, and Hunter Alexander Gillette, so first boy in the family.
That's a strong name.
Which is amazing, and very proud of them too. Sky as well, his wife who they
did all the hard work.
I can't imagine her without it having a baby bump, because she's gone back to back so quick. That obviously without people in their lives like Sky and all the wives, they don't get any of this stuff, and they don't get the accolades. So congratulations, Gillo. You've killed it all year, mate, and it's very, very well deserved.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
Jesse Bromwich in the prop had a stellar year again, and Cameron Smith
captain.
Cameron Smith in the hooker role, we had Andrew McCulloch down there in contention for that. So it was good to have a couple of Broncos boys down there, and Darius Boyd as well, and Anthony Milford winning the big player of the year.
Who can forget that field goal against the Cowboys round four? I thought that was. I thought that was probably one of the best games I've ever seen.
Well, there was two good games of the year, and it was both the Broncos and the Cowboys games. And you know what? And people
down
in Sydney
might into that as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And three of the best.
Three of the best in the space of a short of 12 months. Mm. I mean, I'm sick of watching those games. I'm sick of them. I know the fans
are. It's not good for the blood
pressure.
But
Anthony said it best on stage the other night. He said he's sick of playing them because they're just too close, and they've got so much utmost respect for each other, the teams, that
I can't think of a rivalry that comes close in my time of watching rugby league and playing rugby league. I can't even think of a rivalry that's close. You know, there was Melbourne Storm and Manly a couple of years ago. They had a bit of a rivalry, but this is next level. Like, you know, when you think about the amount of points, it's only been 1 point the last three or four games that separated these two sides, and you know, extra time, golden point. These games have got everything you want out of them. Let's just hope that the NRL wakes up and makes the Broncos Cowboys a season opener next year.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah. Surely they've got to do something about it. Whether it's in Townsville or Suncorp, it doesn't really bother me. It's a great game, and I know the boys are probably thinking, please don't, because they'll be bashed and battered straight away from the start. Ricky Stewart picking up Coach of the Year, which very well deserved. He's taken 100%. His team from, you know, in the last couple of years. Look what he's done. He said it to the board members down in there in Canberra. He said, just give me a couple of years and let me do what I need to do to him. And look where he's brought him to. The culture, the boys and the fans have all bought into it, and they've become great as a team.
Yeah, well-deserved, Ricky Stewart.
Jared Croker in the captain role, obviously well-deserved as well. He's been there for a long time. He's a very young captain in our game that's been there for a while, but I think he's done a great job. He's mature. He's very mature for his age. And
he gets overlooked a lot, I think, as well.
Definitely.
Because he just does little things right, and that's what you want from not only your captain but from a center and a kicker as well. He does all the little things right, and you know what? I wouldn't hesitate if I was in New South Wales coach Laurie Daly. I wouldn't hesitate to chuck him in.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why he hasn't been in a team. But look, they can keep it the way they want. Keep winning. It doesn't bother me at all.
Poor Jared though. Yeah, he must be looking at. He must be looking at Blake Ferguson and also Will Hopewadi, thinking, geez, I'm a better player than those guys.
Yeah, definitely. Cameron Smith, representative player of the year. Kezzy Yaps, a female player of the year. She's a gun. She's an absolute gun. I wanted to touch on her. She's played massive games this year for Australia and everything, and she's she's just done really well.
Well, she played most of her teenagers as well against blokes.
Yep.
So, was showing them up. So good on you, Kezzy.
And there's not much of her, you know what I mean? She's not much of her, and she beat the likes of Rua Sims, you know, who kills it. She's a big bopper and plays very well. The sister to Corbin and Ashton and Tarek. Yep. So she's done well to come away with that one. Proven Summons medal, Jared Croker. The Ken Stevens medal, Joel Thompson. Rookie of the year, Cash Money Ash, Money Taylor.
Good on you,
pretty
Ash.
Pumped about that. And the NYC player of the year, Jaden Brayley. So it's a big one. I just want to touch on Ash Taylor. He's beaten some big names there.
Well, there was Nathan Cleary who had
Vunivalu.
Vunivalu. I actually thought Vunivalu would get the gong, but I'm so glad to see Ash Taylor because he stepped up into a team that there wasn't much hope for at the start of the year. I think everyone had him at the bottom.
And he got pushed into a role that, you know, he didn't think he was going to be that early in the mix. Obviously, he went there to you know, take on a position, but didn't think he was there because you had Kane Elgee and Tyrone Roberts who were both going to occupy those roles at the time. And he's come along and been lucky enough, and unlucky enough for Kane, but been lucky enough to be fit in that team because he's had an injury for the year.
Well, not only did he grab the opportunity with two hands, but he just showed the NRL how good he is as a player. He didn't just, you know, make up the numbers. He was carving them up through the middle. He was running that team around like he'd been there for 10 years in the role.
It makes me so unhappy because we had him in our hands at the Brisbane Broncos. And
we can't keep him all.
Yeah, we can't keep him all, but he's going to be one that I always knew that was going to go far at the Brisbane Broncos, and he was always my favourite player.
And a tough little nugget as well, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, and he's a top bloke as well. Kid out from St. George up that way near Dalby out there. Mm. So, they breed him tough out there, and he just knows how to complete sets, how to repeat sets. He just has that footy sense, and he knows what to do. And you know what? When you get on a field, you've got to be very demanding as a half, and he did that really well. To come into a side who have some big names and some big egos, in that side who think, oh, I don't really want to listen to a 22-year-old coming into the side, but he's done really well to stamp his authority on the team and push really far, and they've made a really good bond, those two, in the halves.
Absolutely, yeah. I just wish him all the success in the future. I know he's going to have a long career in the NRL, and as you touched on, he's got all the attributes that you want in a halfback. He's got his head in the right place as well, which is important, and he'll go a long way, no doubt about it. I'll see him in a Queensland jersey one day.
Before we wrap up today, Dan, well, what's going to be your tip on Sunday, mate?
My tip is the Melbourne Storm. It's going to be grinding as they do. They're not going to change the game plan because it's worked for them, and Craig Bellamy has drilled that through them year after year.
How about we go, what's your team, how much by, who's going to score the first try?
My team is Melbourne Storm. I think they'll win 14-10. First try will be Vunivalu.
Vunivalu. Wow.
On his first grand final, he'll score the first meat pie. It'll be a tough game, and I think the Clive Churchill medal will go to Cameron Munster.
Cameron Munster. Woo, it's a big one. That's a big one. All right, I'm going to go by Melbourne by four as well. I'm going to say the score is going to be, 10-6. 10-6. There's not going to be much in it.
No, not much in it at all.
No, I don't think there's going to be much in it at all, but it's going to be back and forth. I'm going to say, who'd you say, Clive Churchill? I said
Cameron Munster.
Cameron Munster. I think Clive Churchill for me is going to be Cameron Smith. I just think he stands out too big in these games. First try scorer, I'm going to say Marika Korobidi.
Oh, there you go.
I just think he's got... So he finds a line very well, just like Vunivalu, but I just think there. So it's a Melbourne a clean sweep for us too. Calling all the first tries by four.
What else can you say? Melbourne Storm. I can't see the Sharks doing it. It's got to be a mountain too big for them. And I think the Melbourne Storm will, still have a bit of hunger left over from those years that were stripped off of them.
Yeah.
So that's still there as well.
They do have something to prove, but so do the Sharks, and it's going to be a great grand final. So tune in, everybody.
And Keith Urban's playing there as well.
So. Oh, there you go, Keithy, brother Keith.
There he is.
So,
he's ringing me now.
Don't pick up. We're on air, mate. You have to wait, Keith. But look, another great great segment of sports talk, Dan. It's been a pleasure, mate. We'll know after this week. The grand final winners are grand final winners of the NRL and AFL. So,
well, you know what the best part about the end of the rugby league season is? Mate, A-League starts next week.
Woo, I'm pumped about it. Up the roar.
Up
so.
The roar. We'll have Jade North joining us as well. So, of course, one of the great Aboriginal soccer players and our first Aboriginal to represent his country in soccer.
Stop it. So we'll be enjoying that next week. We'll be talking about who's the grand final winners next week. So everyone, make sure you tune in, and we'll be talking a lot of A-League. So we'll be here, same spot, same place. Thanks for having us.
Bye for now.
Sports from a blackfella's perspective. Sports Talk.
Killing spree. The devil takes his soul tonight. So make love and cover me. All the fire's burning. It's coming down our way. All the fire's burning. It's coming out. See the moonlight, eerie shadow shooting across the black sky. No more nameless faces, baby, on those who would live and die. But they would call one day, and they will come running. Yes, they would call one day, and they would come. God bless the rain, God bless the train, God bless the warm sunshine, God bless the pain. Coming down our way, all the fire's burning, it's coming our way. God bless the rain, God bless the train, and God bless the warm sunshine, God bless the pain.